Welcome to Light in the Darkness with Father John Foster. Father Foster has been a priest in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia for 55 years. Join him every week at this time to learn how the darkness of the sin of our world can be and is overpowered by the light of Christ.
Hello, friends. And once again, welcome to our Sunday program of Light in the Darkness. It's good to be here with all of you in the radio audience. It's time for us to give a little thought to Jesus and how he, as the light of the world, dispels the darkness of sin and evil. We have to be humble to understand. We have to be humble to accept God, because if we're proud, we're going to begin to think that we are gods, and certainly we are not. There is in the Divine Office a beautiful hymn for evening prayer that is recited or sung once every 4 weeks, that stresses the need for the light of Jesus to guide us through the darkness of night. It stresses the need for Christ's light and love to guide us. It reads as follows, and I quote, "Day is done, and darkness comes. But if Christ is with us, love unfailing dwells ever here. Shadows fall, but hope prevailing calms every fear. Loving Father, none forsaking, take our hearts of love's own making. Watch our sleeping, guard our waking, be always near. Dark descends, but you, our light unending, shines through the darkness of our night. You are with us, ever lending a new strength to sight. We are one in love with you, your truth confessing, one in hope of heaven's blessing. May we see, in love's possessing, love's endless light. Eyes will close, but you, unsleeping, watch by our side. Death may come, but in love's safe keeping still we abide. God of love, all evil quelling, sin forgiving, fear dispelling. Yes, God is the light, and God dispels the darkness of sin. My friends, God is with us, but we must accept him in faith, in hope, and in love. Temptation will come, but God will never abandon us. That is why Jesus came into the world as its light. He dispelled the darkness of hatred and injustice, of pride and arrogance, of envy and lust, of every evil. The problem is we do not turn to Jesus and, trusting in him, seek the help he came to bring us. Now, don't get me wrong. There are many good, faithful, loving Catholics who do their best. Just look at the large number that attend masses on Sunday. Those who walk in procession in Washington in January to show that they are against abortion. We want to change our culture, many of us. We want God in our daily lives. There are many things God asks of us to prove that we can and we do think and say what is right and true as far as God is concerned. But we do always need to strengthen our own faith and the faith of our children. Christ came into our world to bring the light of His grace and His love. But at times, the world seems to be growing darker from sin, and the light of Christ brought into our world seems to be becoming dark. But it is not so, because you cannot darken the light of Christ. Yes, Christ is the light of truth, the light of life, the light of love, the light of mercy, the light of forgiveness, the light of grace, the light of the family, the light of the state, the light of education, the light of holiness, the light of nature, the light of culture, the light of liberty, the light of goodness, the light of the world. And realizing that, let us turn to God in prayer. God of love, Father of all, we praise you for creating man, and still more, for redeeming us in Christ, who have dispelled the darkness of sin that covered the earth by the bright dawn of the light of the world made flesh. Make all of us a people of light. Make us faithful to your word, that by our lives we may dispel with the help and grace of Christ the darkness that still envelops our world. Grant this through Christ our Lord. God of power, God of light, God of life, you are the glory of all who believe in you. We ask you to fill our world with your splendor and show to the rulers and people of all nations the light of your truth. Take away from the hearts of everyone all hatred and sin. And may the beauty of Christ, living in our world today in the most blessed sacrament of the Holy Eucharist, summon us always to see your word made flesh, reflected in those whose lives we touch. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you all for listening. God bless you.
You have been listening to Light in the Darkness with Father John Foster. Father Foster has been a priest in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia for 55 years. Join him every week at this time to learn how the darkness of the sin of our world can be and is overpowered by the light of Christ.